Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. I stumbled across this woman named Mary McLeod Bethune. She was born in Maysville, South Carolina in 1875, the daughter of former slaves and one of 17 children.
Wow.
I know, right?
You can get away with a lot when you have 16 siblings, I feel like.
Yeah, and she was one of the youngest. But she grew up to be one of the most influential Black women in the 20th century. I don't know about you, but I hadn't heard of her before. And so we're going to dive right into her life.
Excellent.
So after Mary graduated from college, she taught some school, but hated the opportunities for Black girls.
So she went to college around pre-turn of the century then?
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
And after she moved to Florida with her husband, but got divorced. And so in 1904, she needed to be able to make some money to support herself and her child. So she opened a boarding school, the Daytona Literary and Industrial Training School for Black Girls. And here's the cool thing. By 1923, so 1904 it opened, by 1923, the school had continued to expand and it merged with the all-male Cookman Institute. And it eventually became the Bethune Cookman College. And they had their first degree-holding graduates in 1943.
That's quite remarkable and wonderful.
Isn't that amazing? It's now considered one of more than about 100 historically Black colleges or universities in the United States. So it's,
and
still,
it's still a going concern?
Still a college you could sign up and go to. So even while she was doing all of that, she was this super huge activist. She was busy getting out the vote in the 1920s and registering voters. So as things went along, we hit the mid-30s, and lots of Black voters were leaving the Republican Party for the Democratic Party. They played a huge role, Black voters, in the election of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that Eleanor Roosevelt, his wife, was really good friends with Mary Bethune.
Wow, really?
Yes. And so because of Eleanor and her pull with her husband, she got him to gather together a group of prominent Black activists and educators who the president tasked with directing political policy kind of behind the scenes. Because we had that whole New Deal and getting people jobs.
Mm-hmm.
People of color were being left behind. Well,
yeah.
Mary was appointed to be the director of the National Youth Administration's Minority Affairs.
Excellent.
So she was the first Black woman to lead a federal agency in 1936.
Wow. Okay, remind me what her parents did. How did she start life?
Her parents were ex-slaves.
Okay, so that is just an enormous lane change. Even now, to come from a fairly conservative background to become the head of a federal agency, really, you have to have an incredible amount of agency to merge onto that freeway.
And right. Right?
Even in 2021, you can, but just the amount of effort and agency to get there and the things she did as a single mom are amazing to me.
Yeah, it is completely amazing. And the fact that she guided Minority Affairs to help Black youth find opportunities and employment during the Great Depression. And so here's the thing. At that time, people of color were banned from having cabinet level positions in the White House. So this group that Mary Bethune was organizing, they became a council of presidential advisors, but mm-hmm. they were called the Black Cabinet, even though they were not a cabinet position. That's how prominent they were. People knew about them and talked about them.
Huh.
Yeah. And she led this group until 1944. From there, she went on to become the vice president of the NAACP and was the vice president for the rest of her life. And this is the thing that floored me. When Harry S. Truman became president, she was appointed to be the only woman of color at the founding conference of the United Nations in 1945.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. From daughter of slaves to the UN.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Why are we not talking about her in our history books? I'm just shouting that right out to teachers right now.
Wow. The fact that her name isn't, like, I didn't have a context at all.
Right?
I've heard the name, but I don't know why. Well, now I do, because she's
amazing.
Well,
now you know why.
Yeah.
So that's my brainstorm.
Yeah. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out Instagram, and our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.